Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Let me read you a line. Canadians are hitting the brakes on their retirement plans for fear they can't afford to stop working as high inflation eats away at their savings and makes life more costly.
I totally get it. We just heard from Karen before the break about what the view or the forecast from an economic perspective of inflation is.
Yeah.
And that question that I asked about 5 years out, what do we think inflation is? And she was quite clear.
Yeah. We don't know.
Economists don't predict 5 years out.
Too far out.
Right? They maybe 24 months.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right? 5 years is tough. So, but she did say expect higher rates of inflation on average over the next 5 years.
Right.
Because we're high right now. So
it would you'd need deflation to offset the high. And we're not getting that.
And we're not seeing that as an outcome. So therefore, expect higher.
Right.
So no wonder there's fear when you hear the headline news saying almost 7% inflation in the month of October here in Canada. Well, how am I going to be able to retire if things keep on going up by 7%?
Mm-hmm. Let's give them some tips. Give people some tips. What do you do?
I think, okay, so when we first start off, you're going to hear this from across our industry. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have a retirement plan. Okay. You heard my comment about that. And it's right. It's the right piece of advice to give.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it this way. If I want to lose weight and the person says to me, the professional says to me, have a meal plan. What? That's it? Yeah, just have a meal plan. Well, what do I put in the meal plan? How frequently? Like, give me some information. Throw me a bone, right?
Right.
And so,
Or not.
Probably not, knowing my eating habits. But I think just saying have a plan
Doesn't help.
It doesn't give anything.
Okay, so what do you do?
So
if you've taken the step to get a plan, great, but what's the tip with inflation?
I think the first part that people need to understand is know your boundaries of what the possibilities could be. And let's go through them, for example. Let's say you believe what Karen said, and it's going to go to 2% by the end of 2024. Okay? So we put 2% as one outcome. Let's say you don't believe her, and it's going to stay at 7%. You can put that as an outcome. And what you're going to end up doing is showing the different probabilities or possibilities mm-hmm. of things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And in your plan, start to stress test it.
Okay, what does that mean?
Look at every scenario you can think of mm-hmm. that could be an impact. And there's a certain point in your plan where it's going to be trouble. But you cannot just go with, I'm going to put 7% forever, because that's never happened in history. That forever prices have gone up by 7% in this country or in the United States. And then let's look at other possibilities. So if you look at every single scenario,
right.
you'll get a comfort knowing what the lifestyle will be, what kind of income, cash flow, how long your money will last with you, you know, all the other goals that you have, they all work together. You're basically stress testing your retirement plan at points of time.
Okay.
And this could be if high inflation, markets have fallen, markets have gone up, inflation's negative, whatever. You have to look at every possibility and stress test it. That would be my first thing, just to give you the data.
Yeah, well, there's no point guessing and there's no point emotionally responding is do the analysis, right? And you can get actual analysis for that. Stress testing.
Yeah, so this is where, okay, I'll use my daughter, poor girl. I mean, I've been bugging her this whole day. She's applying for universities. So she's applying, and she's applying to a few university colleges in the United States. She's like, what if I don't get in? Well, we won't know until you apply.
Mm-hmm.
And you try, and you do your best, and you look at if what the parameters are to get in, and you apply accordingly. That's the same thing in retirement planning.
Yeah.
Look at and try it. Don't just stress about it without looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
I can guarantee her that she will not get into a university she doesn't apply to. Right?
So high probability.
Guarantee.
High probability.
There's a high probability. You won't know the results of your concerns unless you input the numbers.
Okay. So do that.
Stress test.
I'm going to throw a fancy term at you.
All right.
Okay. Liability matching.
Mm-hmm. Love it. This is a piece that's missing in the industry about retirement planning. It's how do you match the investments to the plan?
Mm-hmm.
And pension plans have done a very good job at matching liabilities, meaning they know when does your pensioners need money and how much money they need and in what year they need it. And they kind of forecast out, let's say, 10 years. So if you know or you're predicting that inflation is going to be 7% next year, let's go 5% the year after that, 3% the year after that. And I'm making up these numbers. These are not the actual numbers that have been predicted. But if that's your view, then you match how much income you need in today's dollars, add 7% to that, or an investment that matches it, that doesn't erode the capital. Most people will use GICs. Mm-hmm. Good luck of finding a GIC at 6% today. So there's other investment vehicles out there that you can use that can match that. Mm-hmm. Dividend paying stocks at 7% is too risky because that capital could go down by the time you withdraw that money. So looking at other fixed income or other types of investment tools that we call the income bucket,
yep,
to match the liability will give you that peace of mind knowing that over the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, whatever that time frame is going to match your cash flow. You're protecting your income. We've used the word bulletproof so many times in our approach.
Structure and discipline we talk about
that
right now.
Liability matching,
yep,
is paramount to protect, so you don't have to rely on the volatility to be on your side every time you withdraw.
Okay, I'm going to throw a third concept at you.
Go for it.
Know your inflation.
What the heck do you mean by that?
Well, listen, we see October Canadian inflation running at 6.9%.
Yeah.
Is that what your lifestyle cost? Did your lifestyle cost go up by 6.9%?
No, actually, it was funny you said that because I have no life, I actually track this stuff. Because I have no life, I actually inputted this on to the Stats Canada's website, where you can put every single thing that you spend your money on, and it kind of gives you a gauge of what your inflation rate has been.
Right.
And then you can forecast that out going forward. Mine turned out to be, after all my spending, and I travel, mm-hmm, I buy clothing, mm-hmm, I buy, I bought a vehicle.
And you have kids, you do, you know, all that stuff, computers and everything.
Kids are the biggest inflationer out there. Anyways, I digress. The point is, when I plugged in everything, 2.9%, not 6.9.
Right.
2.9. That's substantially less than what's posted on by Stats Canada. My year over year was 2.9 in my spending, which is very interesting, mm-hmm, but it could probably be different than what yours is.
Right.
Or somebody else's. So what should be my number in my retirement plan? Should I base it upon what Stats Canada says? Or should I base it upon what I need?
And it's this media effect again that we talked about in the first segment, right? So if anybody's interested, so if somebody really wanted to dig into what their inflation is, the Stats Can site. Do you remember where in
If you want the link to that, send me a note at morethanmoneyradio.com. Hit the contact us button. Just say, I want that inflation calculation. We'll send you the link from it, and maybe we'll put it on our website if we can get it up there. But I think we will definitely send it to anybody who's interested. Know your inflation is a big piece. Matching your liabilities or your spending from your savings to that amount. And then, of course, not just having a retirement plan. I think that's a minimum.
Of course.
But stress testing that plan on every parameter so you know what your freedom within movement of how you can spend.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are paralyzed in this time where they're like, I don't want to do anything because I don't know if I'm going to be okay. So it's better not to retire. It's better to not spend money. It's better to forego on memories and experiences. It's better not. Well, why not find out the information and then decide if that's worth doing?
Yep. More than 60% of people who haven't yet retired say they're delaying the start because everything has gotten so expensive. Nobody should be delaying their retirement without doing this analysis first, right? This is what's important. And we're going to talk about how to do that, bulletproof this retirement, even in a high inflationary environment.
At our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, December 6th, 7 p.m., live at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money, excuse me, on 770 CHQR. If you want to review or listen to this segment or any of these segments again, or even our past segments, you can go to you can sign up for the podcast, number one, or you can go to morethanmoneyradio.com and you can listen to these again. So thanks for tuning in. We look forward to chatting with you next week. On behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, you're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.